A quality decision is a decision about which there is no longer any argument and from which there is no return.
Develop your born-again spirit by refusing to budge from your stand on the Word of God. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and learn how to make God's Word the final authority in your life.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And we're all so excited here in this studio. You'll catch up. So, amen. Father, we thank you today for your word. We give you praise and honor in the name of Jesus. And to that mighty name. Oh, my. It is so wonderful and magnificent to know and to have understanding of that name, the name that is above every name that's named. And to that name, we ascribe all of the glory for this broadcast today. And in that name, we praise and worship you. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Whoa. Somebody just got healed of a very, very bad cough. It's one of those kind of coughs that are so hard and so strong that you're concerned about maybe breaking a rib, but coughing so hard, you're healed. Now, Jesus has healed you. Well, he healed you 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. And you just received it. Come on, give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, this, whoa, glory to God. It's working. He's working. Say it, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Cancer, you're a name. Bow your knee to the mighty name of Jesus. Flu, you're a name. And
it's not my family name.
I've been named after my Father God.
You're a name, flu.
I break your power.
Get out of my body.
This is my body.
It belongs to me.
And to Jesus.
It doesn't have any business with the flu.
I heard Gloria say this one time. She said, we don't have any more business with sickness in our body than we do with sin.
Amen.
He bore our sins, and he bore our sickness.
Amen.
On the same day, on the same cross.
Amen.
Oh, that's shouting ground this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And last week, and we continue again this week, on the subject, developing and training the born-again human spirit. Very, very important. Very, very doable. And very, very, very productive for your life.
Yes.
I'm learning at my age. I turned 82 last December. And I'm learning, and I even back when I was in school and athletics, and you know, I was an athlete ever since I could remember. I really love sports, and but I love sports and despised exercise. And I won't go into all that because there was a lot bothering me anyway. And the Lord kept asking, started after me. I'm talking about years and years and years and years and years and years and years ago. You start walking. Well, I'd walk for a day or two, but man, back there in those days, particularly I was preaching 7 days a week in some cases, but that is my stupid fault. But that's no excuse to disobey God. But I was tired. Now, by disobeying him for years and years and years and years concerning that, I developed low back problems. And I developed a lot of pain.
Wow.
Now, whose fault was that? Mine. Mm-hmm. It's mine.
Right.
But, hey, I finally obeyed God.
Come on.
Amen. Well, I noticed when I'm not just walking. I'm in a training program. I have a trainer and so forth and so on. And I love it. But you know, it was my responsibility to say that first, because I always said I hated it. But you say something long enough till it gets down in your heart, it'll control your life. And that was controlling me. It created more distaste and more hate for exercise. And it's something God told me to do. That may be the answer to the question, how dumb can you get? I don't know, but it caused me a lot of pain for a lot of years. And I sit before you this morning, completely pain-free in my body. Glory to God!
Thank you, Jesus!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Going for 120. Hallelujah! Now, the developing of the human spirit is more important than the developing of the body or the mind. But by my being disobedient where my body was concerned was causing me a lot of problems spiritually.
Come on. Wow.
Because I was dealing with pain all the time.
Yes. Mm.
And I refuse in the name of Jesus to deal with it any other way except what's available to me in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not against medical science. And I have partaken of medical science. Glory to God. But the thing that I'm saying to you is, if I had listened to God in the first place and developed this physical body, my. But it's never too late. It's never too late to start developing your spirit. And that's what we're dealing with in these sessions. We've talked about meditation in the Word of God. I take the Scripture and I meditate on it. And God told Joshua, you meditate my Word day and night, and you will observe, you'll see into and how to do the things that are written therein. So that, and when you do that, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, hope comes alive. And you begin to see, hey, yeah, this is mine. Amen. Meditation in that Word. Now, Brother Copeland, I don't know how to meditate. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. Only you didn't call it meditation. You called it worry. Constant, continual, meditating on that, thinking about that, and meditating on that, and meditating on that, and meditating on that, and meditating. The more you worry about it, the bigger it gets.
Right, right.
Come on.
Whereas you could go over to 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10, casting the whole of your care over on Him, for He cares for you.
Yes.
Now, folks, that's in the Bible. It didn't suggest it. It said, do it. That's humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God. Well, you meditate that instead of that problem. and meditate that, and meditate that, and think about that. Now, how does this affect me since Jesus has become the caretaker of this problem, this financial problem? Oh, I remember all my needs are met according to His riches and glory. Oh, yeah, I remember that. You see what meditation does? All right. Then we talked about becoming a doer of the Word, an actor of the Word from James chapter 1, verse 22. Let's look at that. Becoming a doer of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the Word, he's not a doer, and not a doer. He's like a man beholding himself in his natural face in a glass. He beholdeth himself, goes his way, and straightway, immediately, forgets what manner of man he was or what he saw. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, now that's the Word of God, and continueth therein, stay in the Word. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer, an actor. What did we, you remember what we said about that last week? The only reason you don't remember what your face looks like is because you didn't make a decision to find out something in detail. And we used the illustration about, you know, how long is your nose? Well, 99% of the people couldn't tell you. Well, it's about like that, I guess. But why? You never made any decision to find out. Had you made a decision and measured it, wrote it down, for whatever reason, you would remember it. People read the Bible all their life and never make a decision to act on what they read. Well, Brother Copeland, I know the Bible says that, but... Well, everything after but is unbelief.
That's right.
That's it.
But what if?
That's right.
That's it.
But when you make that decision, this is final authority in my life. When it says forgive, I forgive. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. My grandson Jeremy was teaching. He said, how do you determine the intelligence of a dog? Watch this. Sit. Good dog. Roll over. Good dog. Obedience. Good Christian. Good Christian. Stay. Stay. You're where I put you. Stay. Don't be jumping up. Okay. Okay. Go. Good Christian. Where does that come from? By making the decision what His Word says. Huh? That's final authority in my life. When I'm understanding what it's saying to me, that's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. I'll meditate it and do it. Glory to God. Well, then, being a doer of the Word, here again, you're going to come back to Mark 11, 25. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Well, that's a spiritual law. And it is part of the law. When you love your neighbor as yourself, you fulfill the Ten Commandments. And if there be any other commandment, is fulfilled in love thy neighbor as thyself. But Jesus said, love the brethren even as you love the brethren. He loves the brethren, even as God. Those are not suggestions. But you have to make a decision that is a quality decision. A quality decision is a decision about which there is no longer any argument and from which there is no return.
Come on.
You say, well, I believe I need to fast for a couple of days. You're about to eat 6 or 8 of the biggest meals you ever ate in your life because the devil heard you. And so did your own unrenewed mind and said, boy, we better pig out. He's going to quit eating here in a day or two.
But when you go to the Word and you say, Father, I sense very strongly that I need to pull aside and fast and seek you concerning your wisdom in this thing here. So in the name of Jesus, before you, food will not cross my lips except, of course, I drink water or maybe no pleasant food, whatever the demand. And there's the time span. My decision is, from this day till that day, I will not eat. You'd be surprised what it'll do. Because once you do that, you'd rather do anything than to break that. Particularly if you receive communion. Amen. And you just take that plate of food that morning and you receive communion. He said, I have no need of you for the next 3 days. Thank you, sir. That's a quality decision.
Wow. Yes.
So we become doers. Now that moves you right into the third step toward developing this born again, the you, developing your spirit self. The Word of God and its authority then must be first place in my life.
Come on.
It's final authority, as we're saying. So that I need a firm, well-developed concept of who I am in Christ Jesus. What am I doing here? Amen. So that certain things in my life are settled. Don't pray about them anymore. No, I don't pray about that anymore. That's settled. Amen. Now, if you're in and out where your flesh talks to you about as much as the Bible does, you're really a spiritual schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You say, well, Jesus is my Lord. No, He's not. He's your Savior. He's not your Lord. In a lot of cases here, your physical body is your Lord. And when you start, but when you go back, you begin to meditate in the Word of God. You know, this is what I am, and this is what I do. I had to change from being a commercial pilot. First love of my life was not aviation. The first love of my life was the entertainment field. Whoa. Man, I started out just as a little bitty guy, just barely in grade school. And I was, my fourth grade teacher, her sister, who was also a teacher in the same school, but her sister lived right across the street from our house. And you know, I got double jeopardy. My mother would have a brunch or something for all of my teachers. Oh, man, I had it. She said, if you have to spank him, spank him. But you call me because he's going to get another one when he gets home. Boy, she meant it, too. Anyway, we're standing there in music class and we're all singing. And I'm just standing next to my desk singing. And Mrs. Webb is walking around and, you know, she's just walking from desk to desk. And she walked up there in front of me. And she walked around and she walked back around there to me. She set everybody down, turned the class over to somebody else. Said, Kenneth, you come with me. Oh, brother.
and we just headed down the hall. But we went past Mr. Anthony's office. And he took me out and put me in the car. And I could see where we were headed. We are headed to my house. We didn't live but six blocks from that school. And sure enough, she drove up right in front of our house and pulled me out. And I thought, what in the world have I done? And we had a little spinet piano in there. And, well, in first place, she's hollering at my mother, Vanetta, are you in there? Of course, mother was there. She came out and had me in hand, you know. Boy, mother frowned up. I couldn't figure out what I'd done. But she sat down to the piano and started playing the same song. She said, now sing. Oh. Okay. So I had a contralto soprano voice. I was 14 years old when it changed, and I was singing in a church the morning it changed, and it messed up so bad. But that's a whole nother story. Anyway, she said, Vanetta, did you know he could do that? She said, well, of course. She said, well, I just hope maybe you knew. Anyway, so, I mean, that started way back there. And that was my God, because I could use it to get anything I want. Well, and it came, finally, went from that over into the aviation field because I got over into the entertainment thing and had a successful record. That thing got on the charts. But it is so far out of the will of God, and my mama's praying the will of God for me. And anyway, I won't go into all that. But I had to make some decisions. What am I? And then I got called to preach and got into this ministry. But I'm having to make certain decisions here now. Am I a singer that preaches? Am I a pilot that preaches? Or am I a preacher that sings and flies? Hey, I found out. I'm a preacher. And I still sing and I still fly. Glory to God. I took some flight training yesterday after we got... Whoa! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. But see, certain decisions had to be made. I can't be bouncing back and forth between, well, maybe I'm not called to preach because something didn't work out. You settle it. Settle it forever in your mind. This is who I am. This is what I'm called to do. And we're out of time again. Amen. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Did you get anything out of it?
Yes.
I did too. Hey, Jeremy.
Thank you, sir. Today we settled the issue, didn't we? As we meditate on God's Word, we get a firm, well-developed concept of who we are in Christ Jesus. We know who we are. We understand our purpose in this life. And here's something Brother Copeland said, being a doer of the Word requires doing the Word. I mean, it makes sense, right? Obedience is key. And once you determine the Word is final authority in your life, you act on it, you do it. And our free offer this week shares more in-depth teaching on this subject. The series is called Wholly Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body. I want you to watch this, and I'll be right back.
Wholly Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body. 12 faith-filled messages from Kenneth Copeland together on one audio CD. This series will equip and prepare you to stand unshakable in faith. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The spirit world is a real world, and the force in that world is faith. Just as God framed the world and set everything in motion with the force of his faith, you too can control elements of your natural world by exercising your faith and speaking his word. Learn the difference between the voice of the Holy Spirit and the voice of your own spirit. As you begin feeding your spirit with the Word, the power of God will rise up in you to strengthen your physical body. Give the Word first place in your life. Practice love and operate in faith. Develop your inner man and experience renewal in every area of your life, spirit, soul, and body.
Learn how to build up your spirit man and become whole.
Request your free copy of Holy Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body by Kenneth Copeland on MP3 disc or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 for this free resource from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I encourage you, get a hold of this teaching. Brother Copeland, in it, is covering the three realms of existence, if you will, spirit, soul, and body. And when the reborn person, the real you, operates on God's Word, it will be stronger than the soul, stronger than the body. The Word will cause the power of God to rise up in you, and you will experience the benefits of having God and His Word leading you and directing your path every day of your life. So order this, and then what do? You take a little bit of time over the next 12 days and you listen to each one of these 12 sessions. Take some time to make some notes. Write down what the Holy Spirit is saying to you through the Word of God. Get a hold of this. If you want your free series, go to kcm.org and request it today. Did you know the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast has been airing daily broadcasts since 1989? That's 30 years. My mom, Pastor Terry Pearson, started the TV department here at this ministry, and she was the producer on these broadcasts. And this year marks our 30th year, our anniversary of preaching Jesus all over the world through these broadcasts. And partners, you've been a part of it. We thank God for you, we bless you, and we declare His increase over your life. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
The partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries have made today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast available for you to receive free on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org for details. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.